1037 News Radio 92.3. First, I'm not Meg Peltier, but I am excited to be in the seat today. Meg not feeling great, so I'm Brent. I'm normally next door at Cat Country 98.7. But I do enjoy spending some time with our community members, and Randy Lambert in the last hour was fantastic. Right now, though, Brian Prawitz is joining us. He is with ADX Digital Marketing. He's our ADX Digital Marketing lead. And, dude, I love me some digital marketing, man.
Good morning.
Man.
Hello. How are you?
I don't think most people know my side hustle outside of country music really is. Like, I am a nerd for this stuff.
Yeah.
And truly, really and truly, when you look at the technology that exists today, like, the ability for you to get in front of an audience has never been bigger. There is never, between what happens on News Radio 92.3 and what happens when you enter your neighborhood or walk into a business, you have the ability to be marketed to. And ultimately, for some people, that's probably scary. But for other people, what a great way to get the message directly into the hands of somebody who wants your business.
Yeah, and one of my favorite parts of it is the relevancy of the message that you're sending is not necessarily, oh, there's another ad. It's more like, oh, wow, I'm really interested in that. So it isn't just pinging somebody with an empty message. That impression matters when you are able to target the person you're sending it to.
I think the TikTokification of advertising.
Whoa, wait a minute.
Right? Well,
I gotta look that up.
Well, when you think about it, right? So that's what the algorithm is all about in TikTok. One of the reasons that TikTok became so successful during COVID was the fact that its algorithm could identify what you liked and then just proceed to send you all the things. And to a great extent, what we learned as a group of marketing individuals was that people like what they like. You know what I mean? Like, if I'm a good candidate, my DIY project or DIY project, DIY project back in COVID was to build this box around a tree. I have yet to stop getting
box around a tree.
Yeah, I mean, I have the best. I mean, the do-it-yourself stuff that shows up in my feed is incredible. Now, to a great extent, that has a lot to do with how do you identify what somebody's personality type is? How do you identify what they like to do? And with what ADX Digital does, you can directly tap into that.
Yeah, because if you're watching the DIY box around a tree video, then that means you're probably interested in the tools. Maybe you're interested in yard and garden. Maybe you're clearly a homeowner. So now you've fallen into a whole different category that advertisers want to reach because of the habits and the places, as we say, the breadcrumbs that you put down on and offline with location that would indicate you would be interested in another subset of advertising content, which then allows us to target that person and send that relevant message. And yeah, that the digital targeted marketing and ADX Digital, and usually we end up starting off the conversation with why are we talking about ADX Digital at a radio station? And it's because we have the four great radio stations that are represented here at ADX Communications. And then we have ADX Digital, as I call it, like the fifth Beatle, as another way for us to target audiences. Because our radio stations do that to some effect, but they're at the top of the funnel, branding and awareness. Like, radio is the greatest branding and awareness tool they ever made. And now we could take that digital product line and start tagging people further down that funnel from, oh, I didn't know you exist, all the way down to, okay, I'm going to buy from you now. And maybe even without ever experiencing a human being or interaction. You could do it totally online and end up with a conversion that requires some of those other tools that we like to talk about.
This is Brian Prawitz, who's the ADX Digital Marketing Lead in our building. I'm Brent from Cat Country. In a former life, I've spent 30 years marketing very successfully to a whole bunch of people. We started back when we used a lot of email marketing and a lot of, we had a pretty good algorithm, right? So if you got 100 people to come in, 10 of them would become leads, 2 of them would become sales. And that was kind of what we really looked for. But that algorithm changes considerably when you're in the right targeting. So email marketing is fantastic. And most people know it because at some point in the game, you've probably signed up for something somewhere. And if you're a business owner right now, right, you probably have a list of people who are already your customers. Wouldn't it be great if you could get some more of those people? sometimes people don't like to give their email, so you have to have some hooks that go into that, whether you do it contesting-wise or whether you do it as a discount-wise or whatever. Well, that's great. But this gets you past having somebody have to give you their email. This is sort of it's a passive yet aggressive way of showing up in what they're doing every day with their social media or with their feed.
Yeah, and what I think about when you start talking about clients or customers that have done business with you, we talk a lot about custom audience match. So if we have a database, so you've got your list of the people that have done business with you, and they represent a certain set of demographics. They might all have a few things in common, like household income or net worth or how many kids they have, these kinds of things. And we can take that list, and this is not, we're not spamming them, because people, when you start talking about lists and databases, people get a little squirrely,
a little jumpy.
Sometimes, a little jumpy. But if you have a CRM, a platform that you use to stay in touch with your clients, and you've got that database, you've got that spreadsheet, you can put all the names and emails and physical addresses on a list. We can take that list and we can advertise a social media post that you might like to that audience. But here's the really cool thing is you can then take that existing database and make a lookalike off of that list. So you can go find the other people that check the boxes that are common in that original database. So you don't even have to go about tracking down somebody else's email address or physical address or name, because we can actually take that and find people who are like your database and expand the audience to which we are advertising, still using a targeted message and still hitting them where they go and where they are on other websites and apps that they happen to use on their phone or their tablet or their desktop.
I think it's important to note, if you are listening right now and a business owner, or if you're listening right now and you're not a business owner, but you're like, this is kind of like the curtain back on the Wizard of Oz for marketing. I think it is important to note that Brian comes to this from a different place than I think people assume that we do as marketing people. Nobody wants to be a predatory marketer. At least not the right people don't want to be predatory marketers.
Yeah.
The right people, and what we're trying to do is to be in front of the right people as a service. Because ultimately, everybody wins when the right people get that message. And so that is really the predominant goal of any good marketer, is to go, how do I have a symbiotic relationship with the person that wants to receive this? Because if you're not open to it, then it's just wallpaper. We're trying to get past the wallpaper. And when we come back, it'll be an opportunity for Brian to enlighten us a little more on maybe two tools. I'm going to throw this at you. Two quick tools, if I'm a business owner today, that I'll have results in the next month.
All right.
Okay. Challenge to Brian. We'll be right back on News Radio 92.3.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 91% of PSC students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Register today for the summer and fall semester. Go to pensacolastate.edu. That's pensacolastate.edu to learn more.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1, to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
My dad passed away unexpectedly. Of course, it was awful in every way, but we are very grateful that he had life insurance. So even after he was gone, he was still able to provide for us. And that's why I have life insurance for my family. Ethos.com. They make it fast and easy to get covered. It's 100% online. You get a quote in seconds. And you can apply in minutes. You get covered the same day.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/save. That's ethos.com/save. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required. Rates may vary.
ADX Digital Lead, Brian Prowitz.
Let me introduce you to Social Mirror. This is when we take the best content from your social media platform and deliver it to the phones, tablets, and computers of your target audience, where they live or wherever they go on the internet. You can add a call to action that sends people to your website or opens up their phone app with your phone number on it or gives them directions to find you. All of this comes with reporting to show how many people saw the ad and reacted to it.
No one does digital like ADX Digital Marketing. ADXDigitalMarketing.com.
When storms pop up fast, it helps to already know where to go.
We've got all the details.
News Radio 92.3.
92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
1047, Brian Prowitz, ADX Digital Marketing Lead, sitting in here on Pensacola Expert Panel. I do not sound like Meg Peltier because Meg stepped out for, she wasn't feeling great. So yeah. I'm Brent. I was next door and was like, I would love to talk to Brian about digital marketing.
It was so much fun, actually, in the wake of knowing that Meg wasn't feeling great and that all of a sudden we had to switch in, like, while the plane was flying, someone else needed to jump in. Because
the equivalent
this is
of being like,
radio.
Is there a pilot on this plane?
Yeah.
Is there a pilot?
A doctor in the house. Can we find a pilot, please? And you're trained to fly other planes than this one, but you're doing fine.
I appreciate
haven't
that.
Felt any turbulence whatsoever.
This is,
but it's live radio. It's live radio. This is part of why we all love radio, because if we were all sitting at a conveyor belt job every day, we'd go crazy.
So Brian Prowitz is our ADX digital lead, but also, has anybody ever said out loud that you are the Oregon Broadcaster of the Year?
Oh.
And in the Oregon Broadcast Hall of Fame?
That part's not true. I've won the Sportscaster of the Year 3 times from the Oregon Association of Broadcasters.
Oh. You're
but
in my
you
Hall of Fame, baby. Let's go.
Fame,
let's go.
And you've said that before, and I didn't correct you because I didn't know. It wasn't the right timing, and neither is this, but we're fixing it now.
Rumor has it that you're Edward R. Murrow.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Well, I was there when the Unabomber was arrested. Not
See?
In Oregon, but in Montana. I was there in Lincoln, Montana.
Well.
But I didn't win an award for that, I could tell you.
Well, you could win an award for this, though. I gave you a challenge. 2 products as an ADX digital marketer. And when we talk about digital marketing, we're talking about things like what happens when that person pulls into a neighborhood and suddenly they get messaged or they get marketed to. What happens when they pull up their Facebook page and suddenly something that is relevant to them shows up and they're like, I want that. It doesn't have to be a national product. It can absolutely be, your local landscaping business can be there. Brian. 2 products.
Yeah, well, that's easy because we have 19 ways that we can run our digital targeted marketing. So I could really pick just about any of those. But you talked about geotargeting and geofencing quite a bit. And we've talked about that a lot on this program when we're saying, do you know that as soon as somebody lands in Pensacola and is pulling up to the airport, you can start pinging their phone. As soon as all the people start turning their phones back on, in case they ever turned them off in the first place. But when they're turning their phone back on, going off of airplane mode, we can begin hitting them right away. And if you think about all the ways that you can put that into play, I mean, we can draw a geofence around the beaches. We can geofence an event. We can geofence a location where people are going to go and begin advertising to them. And if you think about the power that that brings to a restaurant or a bar or an event or an adventure opportunity, any kind of entertainment that somebody who is coming in from out of town might be interested in, we can begin pinging them with offers and directions on how to find you as they're developing their plan for their beach vacation when they hit Pensacola. So that's just one example of how geofencing can work that we've talked about quite a bit. But you can apply that in a lot of ways if you think about it.
Let me tell you real quick, just and I won't interrupt for very long, but at Visit Pensacola, one of the cool things that we use in terms of that technology to be able to track tourism is if you go through Expedia to book something, very likely if you're leaving here to go somewhere else, it can tell us that you were in Poughkeepsie and you found this ad about America's number one beach, according to Condé Nast, and then it can track you all the way through the process. Complete to a conversion is what it'll show up as by noting that you are now pinging in Pensacola.
Yeah.
Like the technology is both a little scary sometimes, but also very legit in terms of the statistics.
The thing I think about there is that you don't necessarily have to wait until somebody lands on an airplane in Pensacola or drives here in their car in order to begin marketing them because they've indicated that they're headed our way.
Right. That's 100%.
So you need to go upstream. And for the most part, people tend to book things. There's kind of a 90-day booking window. Maybe it's more like 60 days at some times. But within that next 90 days or so, people are booking, and you want to be in front of them when they do that. So geofencing is one thing that I would say. And another is we could talk about display ads. We could talk about social mirror. But
I'm a big fan of social mirror.
Social mirror is a unique product to us. We can take a Facebook or Instagram or YouTube or X post and make an ad out of it. But the ad doesn't run on those platforms. It runs wherever your target audience goes. So websites and apps where they happen to be going is where you can put ads in front of them. But it's not like a static ad. In this case, you could put a post from your social media in front of them that acts like a social media post in the middle of an article on USAtoday.com or wherever their target person ends up going. So a lot of
relevancy to that. I'm ring shopping and I'm looking at different kinds of rings, or I'm researching rings.
Yeah.
What a wonderful spot for a beret to show up.
Oh, 100%. You bet. And you can target them by keyword, and we can even get to the point now where when they start asking AI some questions, we can start to say, oh, okay, they're interested. Any online activity a person conducts then identifies the interest that they might have in a variety of products. So one thing that we have to do, which we haven't, and I'm sure I'm going to have a sit down with him before too much longer today, is I have to mention Jeff Wayne's name at least 5 times in every half hour I do the show, or else he gets very, very upset. Jeff Wayne is our sales manager. He is the boss. He is the starting point for a conversation on digital targeted marketing. So give Jeff Wayne a call if you'd like to know more about what Brent and I are talking about today at 850-262-6000, 850-262-6000. Ask for Jeff Wayne and say, I want to talk more about all that digital stuff that I heard on the radio on Pep Talk today. Hey,
Hugs.
So. He does like hugs, although I've not experienced that. Hey, a couple of things. I want to talk about branding and awareness in general when it comes to not just radio, but also to digital, because
let me have you hang tight on that, because we're about to, that's a great tease.
Oh man, did you hear? I teed it up. I was so, in the middle of my swing.
So good. And when we come back, we'll have just a couple minutes to talk about that branding and awareness. And again, Brian Prowitz, ADX Digital Marketing Lead, is the expert on it. So if you're listening and your business is ready to go to the next level, it's time to take advantage of that.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
This message is sponsored by the Florida Office of Financial Regulation and the Florida Association of Broadcasters.
Secret offers, guaranteed returns, over-the-top promises that you too can make fast money. These are all red flags that you should be wary of when looking at investment opportunities. Visit Florida's Office of Financial Regulation website 24/7 to learn what questions to ask before you invest. Remember, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. Visit SLOFR.gov to learn more.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman. Brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hi, I'm Layla Ali. I might be undefeated in professional boxing, but there's one problem I can't fight alone: childhood hunger. 17 million kids in America struggle with it. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks gathers surplus food and gets it to hungry kids. Join me in supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org.
To help solve hunger in your community and to find your local food bank, visit feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
If you're talking about it, we're talking about it.
The midterm elections.
Who will win? Who will not?
It'll all be covered on News Radio 92.3.
10:57, Pensacola Expert Panel is what you're listening to. My name is Brent Lane. I am normally on CAC Country 98.7, but our sister station needed me. I don't know. I'm being generous here. Meg Peltier was not feeling great, so I was glad to jump in alongside ADX Digital Marketing Lead Brian Prawitz, who's in the studio with us right now. I'm a super nerd for digital marketing, and you have some great branding tips.
Yeah, I'm just thinking about the branding and awareness element to all this. I mean, we talk about radio a lot as a branding and awareness tool. And if you think about the marketing funnel, you've got basically branding and awareness is where people begin the process of finding out about you and coming and doing business with you. And there's a few things I wanted to impart today as we head out the door. One is this great quote from Henry Ford, which happens to be hanging in Jeff Wayne's office. And it says,
well, that's your third mention.
A man who stops advertising to save money is like someone who stops a clock to save time.
Ooh.
Like, you can't not advertise. You must be marketing at all times. And I think every business owner knows that. And I think every business owner tells themselves that they are marketing, even if it's through word of mouth. But word of mouth is the same column of people who know you. And you need to break out and get into those other places to find people who've never heard you exist. There's another theory called the 95-5 rule, which means there are always new people coming to town who are not aware of your brand. And at any given time, 95% of the people that are out there are not actually in the market for your product, which means 5% are. This is why you have to advertise all the time, because that 95% eventually rotates into that 5%. Who actually do need you and do need your product. You have to advertise to them before you're needed, and so you're known before you're needed, which is another radio sales, radio gaga marketing 101 rule. But still, the 95-5 rule is you've got to be hitting the people in that 95 percentile that are not in the market for your product right now, so that when they are in that 5%, they remember you. So never stop marketing, which is its own TED Talk. But that's the end of this show. So it's been great chatting with you, Brent. Give Jeff Wayne a call if you want to talk digital. 850-262-6000. And we'll get you started and get you winning right now.
That's Brian Prawitz, ADX Digital Marketing Lead for ADX Digital, which is our in-house digital experts from News Radio 92.3.